from Dominican University. This is senior night, and we'd like to honor the seniors for Dominican University. First of all, we have Olivia Williams, currently second on the all-time leading scorers list at DU. She has scored 1,402 points, grabbed 682 rebounds during her career. This year, she is averaging 17 points and 8 rebounds a game, while being one of the team's tri-captains. She's a single mom, works, and has a GPA above 3.0. She will graduate this May with a degree in liberal arts and plans to become an elementary school teacher. She is joined tonight by her parents, Nancy and Roger Williams, her daughter, Naya Bernstein Williams, sister, Crystal Williams, and Loli Collins. This is Olivia Williams. Our second senior tonight is number 25, Jennifer Jackson. This young lady enjoys long walks on the beach and candlelight dinners, but she's a tough Libra, so you better bring your hard hat when you go against JJ. Although we don't keep stats for charges, Jennifer would certainly be the all-time leader in that category. She has scored 518 points, made 175 assists, and has picked 176 pockets during her career. This year, she is averaging 10 points, 2 assists, and 2 steals per game. She is the second of our tri-captains and will graduate this May with a degree in biology and pre-med. Ladies and gentlemen, Jennifer J. Jilla the Thrilla Jackson, joined by her parents, Gail and Mike.
Senior send-off night at Dominican University of California, saying goodbye to Olivia Williams and
ladies.
Jennifer Jackson. From the scoring desk, Jackson, Williams, they're out there on the floor, getting the pictures taken with the coach, with the parents, with the kids, with Chili the Penguin. Senior send-off night. It's always that bittersweet moment here in the broadcasting area. I've seen both ladies play their entire collegiate career right here. Jackson, a multiple sports star. She's a star on the soccer team. And both ladies are out there.
Okay, well, they're still doing this thing out here.
Getting opened up. Opening up all their stuff. And lefties alongside. This is Stuart Horn on senior send-off night. Wow. Holy cow, they've got these fantastic embroidered things. Oh, my gosh. And loaded house here at the Conlin Center, appreciative of the effort of JJ and Olivia Williams. And they're out there with the coach. And we'll get this game underway in about 8 minutes. Both ladies out on the floor totally excited, but at the same time, it's an incredible feeling for me as one to have seen these young women from their freshman year here at Dominican and now playing in their final collegiate game. Both of them stars in their own right. And they've both done so much for the DUs.
We ask you now to please rise for this rendition of our national anthem.
All right, we'll get the national anthem going. And then we will get the starting lineups. Gosh, this game is getting underway early.
It's really weird, Stuart. I'm not used to it getting so fast.
Lefty, I'll be right back. Take it over.
All right. No problem. So we have 7 minutes to go, and we're going to start early, which is very unusual in Conlin Rec Center. Everybody's on their feet for the national anthem. Most people have their hands over their hearts. Even Chili the Penguin is standing. Thank you. I don't know about Stuart, but I think that's actually a very lovely rendition.
For Pacific Union College.
For our Pacific Union lady.
At one guard, number 20,
number
Sophie
four,
Reese.
Kristen Specht, a forward. She's a freshman, 6 foot, from Pismo Beach, California.
At the other guard,
number 20,
30,
Sophie
Ashley
Grist,
Brown.
A guard, a freshman also, 5'5", from Mount Hood, Oregon. 21, Crystal Davis Small, another
Kristen
guard, a sophomore, 5'10", from Highland, California. Number 30, Ashley Brown, guard. She's a junior, 5'5", from Lodi. And number 40, Nicole Stottlemyre, the center. She's a junior who is, 6'2", from Grand Terrace, California.
She is coached by George Barsinas.
Their coach is George Barsinas. Did I say that right?
Barsinas.
Barsinas, yeah. Okay. It looks so Italian. I just got to give it a cool Italian sounding name.
Coach Barson is a pretty cool guy.
Oh, really? That's good. Glad to hear that.
Yeah, by the way, Coach Barson is he's in his first year. He's assisted by Doug Wilson and Laura Barsinas. So for the mighty DUs, under head coach Brianna Chambers. Chambers in her first season, assisted by Denisha Prophet, Ron Greenberg. Number 12, Vanessa Miller, the junior at 5'7" out of Costa Mesa. She's a psych major. Lefty. Number 15 is Shelly Claremeco, the hometown girl, a sophomore at 5'10". She's a bio major. Just like Jennifer Jackson. Number 20 is Alicia Flatt, sophomore at 5'6" out of Hayward. Business majors Flatt. Jennifer Jackson, as mentioned, biology and pre-med major out of Englewood. She's 5'6", and she's one of the graduating seniors tonight. And Olivia Williams, the other graduating senior, her final night of collegiate play, 5'10" out of Vallejo. She's an English major. And Lefty, this is a huge night. Our referees from the NAIA, Nicole Guccini, John Rogers, and Jerry Owsley. Jerry Owsley. I like how you wrote that there.
Well, I tried to write it for Owsley. I believe that's how he pronounced it. So I thought, Owsley. But you got the Guccini part right. Most people aren't familiar with the way Italians use the CI, so
well,
good
I'm,
job.
Of course, I'm very familiar with that.
Cool.
20 minutes overhead, fans. Of course I would be.
Are you Italian, Stu?
Owsley. I said Owsley.
I know. It was funny.
But it's actually Owsley. That's Jerry Owsley. So we're about ready to get things underway. Zoe Bagley working the clock tonight, as usual. And we are going to have one guest in here. Nikki Greenberg is going to join us at some point, the coach's daughter, one of the coaches for the Mighty Penguins. We're going to bring Mike 3 back up here off of the table eventually.
That's good.
No, I mean, we're actually going to physically move it back up here.
All right, I figured that's what you meant.
Whenever Lefty decides to do that. Now, all the teams are with the low fives all around. Penguins out on the floor. Penguins not wearing their home whites because the away colors for the Pioneers are primarily white and then with the forest green colors. So the Penguins are wearing the road blacks, the black and yellow unis. It's the only time that we've seen it all season, and it's looking pretty cool.
Yeah, so they look really stylish in their black and yellow. I like it.
All right. Penguins in fourth place now after a near loss. Oh, gosh, a heartbreaker at Holy Names four nights ago. No, it wasn't. It was two nights ago, Thursday, the 7th. 4-point differential. Shout out to Holy Names. So it's Stottlemyre and Williams in the middle. Stottlemyre wears number 40, the 6'2" junior, against Williams, the senior, at 5'10". And Stottlemyre gets the better of her. And the Pioneers are moving from our left to right, from the Q to the P on your computer keyboard. Lefty is alongside fans. Jennifer Jackson on the first pass of the game boots it out of bounds. This one goes up to the point guard, Sophie Grice. Grice has got the black hose all the way up the knees. Miller now with a big old shove against Crystal Davis Small. Davis Small, a 5'10" sophomore out of Highland, California. Megan Peck, the cheerleader, is also graduate. This is her final home appearance. And the shot on goal now from the right side. Stottlemyre, who's not only the top scorer, she's also the leading rebounder. Stottlemyre missed it, and it's hauled in by Olivia Williams. And now the Penguins give it away back under the hoop off to our left. The Penguins are shooting into that southern hoop, and then the Pioneers throw it away. Here's a little trivia question for you, Lefty.
All right.
What other team in the Cal Pack are known as the Pioneers?
Oh, I just watched them play, too. I believe it's East Bay.
That's right, Cal State East Bay. Very good, Lefty. Very strong performance in only her fourth week as the sports director, DJ Lefty. Her show starts this week. Now Jennifer Jackson drives the lane, left side off the glass, too low. Can't get it to fall. Pioneers down with it. Kristen Specht, the six-footer out of Pismo Beach, steals it. And speaking of the steal, away from Specht is Olivia Williams. Williams takes it up the lane. Williams scores the first deuce. Williams goes the distance from midcourt. Took it all the way down there. And then was able to lay it in. It was just one-on-one against Specht. Specht's a little taller than Williams, but Williams had the step on her. Now the Pioneers work it outside. Davis Small, she gets it indoors. Oh, and Vanessa Miller steals it away from Kristen Specht. Now across the middle is Flatten. Flatten with a good assist to Williams. Williams, too much glass. Boy, I don't know if she even got glass. It was just too much of everything. Two zip. The Penguins are on top. Across the middle is Ashley Brown. She brings it up with J.J. Plaster to her. Over to the right side is Grice. Grice indoors to Stottlemyre, too. Nicole Stottlemyre pounds home the deuce there. Two up inside of 18 minutes. Game one, Cal Pack doubleheader. The final home game for the Mighty Penguins. Here's a long three ball from the right wing by Flatten. No good, but Klermenko hauls it down and puts it back. 4-2 Penguins. Penguins have committed one foul so far. Live.
Which foul was it?
That was at the very start of the game. It was against Miller.
Oh.
Just a few seconds into the game, and Miller with the push against Davis Small. That was only a few seconds into the game. Now the Penguins are up 4-2. Driving the lane now, Stottlemyre goes left side, gets it outside to Grice. Back to Stottlemyre, one on the shot clock on the way. Hits the rim, shot clock resets. Penguins down with it, Flatten in the rebound. Flatten brings it up, Flatten. Oh, the long heave across the court. Intended for Olivia Williams. Instead, it's picked off by Ashley Brown. Brown now flings it back up to the top of the key. And that's taken by Stottlemyre's got it. Top of the key, long three ball, no. Klermenko hauls it in, hands it off to Flatten. Flatten up the right side. Flatten with a low bounce pass. Williams, Flatten. Oh, Williams couldn't get it after the perfect assist. But Williams went up the left side, 4-2 Penguins. Coming up on 16 minutes, Stottlemyre right side. Stottlemyre against Klermenko. No, outside, long three ball. Davis Small can't get it to fall. Down with it now. Speck goes left side off the glass. Too much. Now Shelly Klermenko picks it up. Sasha Krumick getting ready to come in with Gomes, with Darcell Sanders.
I like our Penguins defense. It's doing pretty well.
With Michaela Baskerville, all four ladies coming in, and you're right. The Penguins are playing some massive defense. Here's a jumper, way right, missed by Olivia Williams. Williams had a clean look. And we're at 16 minutes exactly, fans. Long heave indoors. Oh, perfect run to Grice, and Grice travels with it. Penguins now subbing in four. Klermenko back to the bench. Williams back to the bench. Jennifer Jackson and Vanessa Miller back. For a break, 15:58 to go. The DU's on top, 4-2. Penguins now long side. Penguins wearing their road blacks tonight. Lefty, it's a good look. Those road unis are great.
I like them a lot.
And now the runner from the right side goes to Alicia Flatten. Flatten gets flattened with an elbow to the mouth. Flatten comes up, checking for a bleeder. She's okay. She scores the deuce, 6-2. Claudia Balderas has come in now for PUC. Balderas hands it off on the right side to number 11, who's not even on the roster. Lefty, we have no number 11 on the roster. I have no idea who number 11 is.
Oh, my goodness, we don't. Maybe I can look it up.
And here's the jumper by Gomes in and out, and it's hauled down by Balderas. Oh, and now they heave it back up to number 11. And she gets it over into the corner to Carly Matthews, the leading shooter. And Matthews gets fouled on the way up.
Last name of number 11.
All right, number 11 is Shayna Herman. So let's change that, Lefty, shall we?
That would be a very good idea. Because on our roster sheet, it says 22. Maybe that's her other number?
Well, that's...
Do people get two
that's
numbers?
11 times 2. Maybe that's all I can figure. And the two freebies go up and go down by Carly Matthews after the foul. Second team foul committed by the mighty Dominicans. Now Gomes. Gomes fakes left. Gomes fakes right. Gomes goes in from the left side. She's fouled. Scores the bucket. So Gomes will go to the line.
Make sure our team's good.
14:41 to go. Gomes on the line. Gomes. Oh, she missed it out to the right. And now it's tipped out of bounds by Claudia Balderas. Balderas at 5'10". She's out of Sacramento. Balderas plays big, though.
You know, I haven't seen so many 6 foot tall women on the same team in college ball. I guess maybe I'm not looking very carefully, but there's three women on Pacific Union College's team that are 6 feet and over. That is very...
Yeah, Specht, a six-footer. Vanessa Felder is 6'1", and Nicole Stottlemyre at 6'2". That's the second team foul, and it was committed by Stottlemyre against Sasha Krumick on the way. Krumick, yes. Props to Krumick, who is the first Penguin in the house just about every single game when Lefty and I get here to set up. Usually just one player in the house practicing. That's Krumick. And now Vanessa Felder has come in. What's going on?
Oh, I just wanted you to watch this. So
oh, no.
Okay.
I only need to see it if there's a problem.
All
now
right.
Over to the right side is Herman. Herman, number 11, although it says number 22 on our roster. But we've gotten that straightened out. Now it's tipped away by Darcell Sanders with a steal. Sanders hands it off to Flatten, who brings it up right in the middle of the house. She goes up against Herman. Herman gets screened out in a huge way by Sanders. Herman in there at 5'5". She's a freshman out of Modesto. Penguins with four more Penguins back in there now, as Williams is back in. Flatten stays. Klermanko back. Miller and JJ back. 10-4 with 14:13 to go. Penguins now are on defense. Herman drives it outside. Stolen by Miller. Miller goes 2-on-2. Left side up against Herman. Miller converts. 12-4. Miller with the steal goes over the top.
Sorry, your levels were going crazy just
okay.
For a second.
All right.
They were hitting red like no other.
All right.
I didn't want you to start
producing tonight. And now Herman's got it. All right. As long as we're sounding good, that's all I care about. Left side. Oh, man, what a beauty off the glass by Vanessa Felder, a 6'1" freshman out of Sacramento. Felder cans it from the left side. And now the Penguins are on offense. It's 12-6, fans. Williams once in the lane. Williams misses it but gets her own rebound. Williams now dribbles it on the end line. And Vanessa Felder will bring it in for the Pioneers. Re-entering the game.
It's Bryce. Okay.
All right, so re-entering the game is Grice and Crystal Davis-Small. Grice, by the way, is a 5'5" freshman out of Mount Hood, wears number 20. And some sort of a violation occurred there. That gives PUC back in. 13:16 to go, 12-6, fans. Oh, and stolen away by Jennifer Jackson. She almost runs into the referee left side. Jackson with the runner and the foul and the bucket and the deuce. 14-6.
I noticed that the seniors that are going to be graduating play a little harder tonight. Not that they don't play hard every night, but I mean, Jennifer Jackson and Olivia Williams are getting steals and buckets. And
yeah, they're going for it, and Jackson misses it. But that's a good point. Now Jackson's in the backcourt with four Pioneers. Here they come. Pioneers bring it up. Carly Matthews has got it. She flings it out with a nice pass. Unfortunately, it was into the Penguin bench. Timeout has been called, fans. And this timeout is brought to you by T&B Sports since 1946, right there on 4th Street in downtown San Rafael. T&B Sports, you can find them online at tnbsports.com. Proud supporters of DU Athletics and the Field of Dreams, T&B Sports. Well, Lefty, the final night for Olivia Williams, for Jennifer Jackson. And as much congratulations in the world as do those ladies, it's also going to be a big loss for the Penguins program next year. It always seems like that, though. But you really, you know, you very rarely come across two players like Williams, like Jackson, on the same team, the same year, and two outstanding players like those two. Good old 44 out there with 2-5. And like Lefty said, both ladies playing very hard tonight, the final night of their collegiate careers. Right here at the Conlin Center, Lefty and I are. It's a big honor to call that last game of these two ladies.
I'm very honored.
Yeah, myself included. 14-6, DU on top, 12:54 to go. So the Penguins bring it in. Flatten brings it up right across the middle. And Flatten takes it from the left elbow, and it's a horseshoe, and it's out. Miller's got it now. She backs out, resets. Miller flings it to JJ outside the arrow, or on the outside the arc, I should say. Indoors now. Penguins with a bullet pass to Williams. Williams gets tripped. Williams ends up on the floor. Williams may have been stepped upon. And Williams pops back up. She's okay. 14-6. That's a fourth team foul. That's called on Matthews. So Jennifer Jackson picks up the foul. On the way, Jackson deep. A little bit of a line drive. Jackson wanted a perfecto tonight from the line. Last time she'll appear in the Conlin Center.
As a player.
That's
I'm
right.
Sure she'll be back to cheer on her teammates.
She misses this one, too. Yeah, good point. And the rebound, then, is taken down by Claudia Balderas. Balderas now brings it up. She hands it off to Grice. Grice brings it up, almost has it swiped away. Grice with some good hand control. Grice now looking for some help. Grice has got problems. Oh, Flatten had a hand on it, but it's picked up by Davis Small. Now the Pioneers work at the baseline. Balderas has got it. She flings it back outside. Intended for Matthews. Penguins steal it. Miller. Now it's JJ. One-on-one. Low bounce pass. Williams. Oh, Williams!
That excellent defense that the Penguins are... last game they had some good defense, but...
Speaking of good defense, now Jennifer Jackson picks it up in midcourt and takes it in herself. Stealing a score. A steal and a score for Jennifer Jackson. Just another one. Head coach Barsonis. George Barsonis in his first year. Assisted by Doug Wilson and Laura Barsonis. They've called a timeout. 14 fouls committed by the Pioneers. 2 committed by the mighty Dominicans. Lefty to my right. I'm to her left. 18-6. Stuart Horn with you on radio.dominican.edu on senior send-off night. It's huge Field of Dreams night. All kinds of stuff going on here in the Conlin Center. Sponsors in the house.
Somewhere.
I know we're going to have a guest here in the women's game, and then we're going to have a bunch of guests in the men's game. It's going to be a great night, fans. It's CalPAC. Doubleheader at the end of the timeout has come. And the Pioneers bring it in. 18-6. Penguins on top. Coming up on halfway through the first period. 11:40 to go. Grice has it. She fires it up to the top now to Stottlemyre. Gets it back over to the middle to Brown. Brown can't make it. Brown does get it to go. Well, I thought that was too low, Lefty, and it trickled home. 18-8.
Some of the women on the Pioneers team are really good shooters, I've noticed.
You're absolutely right. Pioneers bringing in a squad of 9. Miller now drives the lane. Miller gets rejected by Claudia Balderas. It's tough to get it over Balderas at 5-10. And stolen away by Flatten on the way up. As the shooter, it looked like was Grice. No, it wasn't Grice. It was Ashley Brown. And they reset the shot clock to 20.
22.
Is that's what Brown had driving the lane when Flatten knocked it away. So it's going to be inbounds on the short side. Tough to defend against. Stolen away by Jennifer Jackson. Just as I mentioned how tough it is coming up on 11. You don't have to look at me like that, Lefty. I know. I owned up to the mistake. 18-8, the Penguins.
full mistake.
Well, I was saying how tough it is to defend on the short up and in, and then the Penguins stole it away. Outside Williams with a no-look pass, 17 on the shot clock. Williams, too much glass. Darcel with the putback, and it's good.
No, I wouldn't argue with you that it's hard to defend that, because it is hard to defend that. There's so many people there. It's just sometimes you don't know where you're going. That's all.
Yeah, you're right. And it's tough to get it in past Jackson.
Absolutely.
Stottlemyre's got the ball on the right elbow. She flings it outside. No look to Brown. Now back to Stottlemyre on the give and go. Penguins come down with it after Stottlemyre hit it too hard off the glass. Now the Penguins fling it up. Now with the jumper, scissor legs, Jennifer to Miller on the zigzag. Flatten. Jackson. Miller. 22-8 coming up on 10 minutes exactly, fans. CalPAC doubleheader against the Pioneers from Pacific Union College. Now through the fingertips of Grice, stolen away by Flatten. Left side, Alicia, good, foul, two. Uh-oh, Flatten's holding that left knee. Flatten's wincing. Flatten slaps the back of Grice. No, you didn't mean to do it. 24-8, inside of 10. Flatten will go to the line with a three-point play.
That's one of those things I noticed about the difference between women's basketball and men's basketball. The women will help each other up and be like, oh, I didn't mean to. I'm sorry. Are you okay? The men, I think it's the testosterone that's going on. They try and be cool about it.
That's what
too.
You think, huh?
Yeah.
What do you know about testosterone? Take it easy over there.
Hey, you know
You're
what?
You're thinking too much.
I don't think so. I think as a woman, I think I know what I'm talking about. But maybe not. I don't
questionable.
Know. Flatten, questionable.
Flatten gets yanked as Baskerville is coming in her place. Flatten did make the freebie, but now she's hauled out. 25-8. Ah, you could be right. Or how about this? The Penguins are just cool. Both teams help the other teams up.
Okay.
I don't know.
We'll take that.
I know this. If you fell off of our broadcasting area, I would help you up. 25-8, 9:54 to go. I mean, we are teammates no matter how you look at it. Lefty to my right, on to her left. DJ Lefty. Uh-oh, the inbound's almost stolen away as the Pioneers bring it into the backcourt, but they do get it back. Maintaining control is Brown. Brown at the right wing. Brown now drifts to the center. She's up against JJ, and I would suggest she get rid of it quickly. Stottlemyre now kicks it back outside to Herman. Herman, oh, the foul is against Miller, the reaching in. The referee's right on top of her.
I like Herman's cornrows or whatever
yeah.
those are.
And Herman is right in front of the broadcasting area as Lefty and I sit high atop center court looking down on the area of play, as usual, from the opulent broadcasting area. The luxury box, as it were, as Krumick has re-entered the game. And now, PUC throws it away. Stottlemyre was looking for somebody under the hoop. I think she was trying to hit Balderas. 25-8, 9.5 to go. Jennifer Jackson brings it up.
I don't mean to be totally random, Stuart, but does it kind of smell like pot roast?
Outside on the right wing, Penguins.
It does, doesn't it? It does to me. I want some pot roast now.
25-8, and the third time out of the period has been called now by PUC. Lefty's going to take a break for some pot roast.
I wish.
And I'll tell you what. Let's get a... Well, 9:20 to go, fans, and this timeout is being brought to you by Fuentes Taqueria for the best burritos in town, located at Montecito Plaza. Say hey to Bobby, Fuentes Taqueria. Find him on the web at Fuentes.com, proud sponsor of GU Athletics. 9:20 to go, fans, 25-8. The Penguins comfortably in control. Lefty, she's over there, and she's comfortable, too. Hungry. I don't know if you and I are going to get hooked up between games tonight, but I wouldn't doubt it. It's a big night here at the Conlon Center. Of course, Lefty and I have the halftime extravaganza for the last time this season prior to the big tournament, fans. So, now as I understand it, and after 8 years, this is my eighth season. So if the Penguin men win tonight and Menlo loses tonight, the Penguin men can clinch another first place banner to be hung on the eastern wall behind us. I think it's popcorn. I don't think it's... What did you say? Roast beef?
Pot roast. Right.
And Penguin women would do a lot of good for getting themselves seated tonight in a good position, a more favorable position in the tournament, if they are able to get past the Pioneers tonight. And so far, comfortable. in doing so. And now a nice long jumper from the left wing goes down by Ashley Brown. Brown, a junior at 5'5", out of Lodi. Isn't that in your hometown, Lefty? Left side, Baskerville. Mm-hmm. She gets it indoors and then back out. Baskerville with a give and go! Oh, and it goes down.
I was going to say, no, Lodi isn't my hometown, but you know who started there? Creedence Clearwater Revival. Isn't that weird?
That is good CCR knowledge. 27-10.
They are one of my favorite bands.
No doubt. You can see a picture of Lefty on the web. In fact, she's right there on the radio.dominican.edu opening page. Now the shot goes off by Claudia Balderas. No. Penguins have it. And Sasha Krumick will bring it in from the long side to Jennifer Jackson. She's out there with Baskerville, who's got the jersey untucked. I don't think Baskerville realizes it, though. Otherwise, she would tuck it in, I would think.
Just for you, Stuart.
Well, she's a Penguin. Outside now. We have high standards, you know.
That's true.
That's why I ask you to tuck in your jersey at these games. Now, oh, the Darceau with a turnaround jumper. 180, no. Darceau gets her own rebound. No. Balderas comes down with it in the jumper with Sanders. Balderas kind of wrapped it up in her elbows and then shut her eyes. Lucky. And the foul is called on Sanders. I thought that was a jumper, but Sanders picks it up. 27-10, fans, coming up on 8 minutes.
She really wanted that ball back. She fell down in front of her, the one who had the ball, and just really wanted it badly.
Raquel Gomes getting ready to come in for the Mighty Dominicans. Now it's stolen away from Herman. Jennifer Jackson goes left, goes right. Jackson softly, too much glass. No. Down with it, Olivia Williams, out of bounds. Pioneer ball. Well, Sanders had shot twice on goal there and missed them both very short, so she was really fighting for that second rebound, but she couldn't get it to go.
Just a good thing to do. Try and get all the rebounds you can.
Oh,
I
man,
appreciate that.
Conlon Center is getting loaded up tonight, Lefty. Look at this place.
Yeah, I saw some of the men's basketball team coming in. I think that Adam Chavez is walking over there, yeah.
That's right. Adam Chavez fans. His radio show starts this week. Oh, Balderas gets it out to Herman. 7:39. Back to Balderas at the top of the key. She shoots air ball. Baskerville's got it. I think the air ball was tipped, so it can be called an air ball.
It's true.
It was tipped out by the DUs. Now Jackson's got it. It's Baskerville with a nice bullet pass. Jackson goes with the up and under and the scissor legs. No. Back down with it. Olivia Williams up the glass. Left side. Williams, two. Kristen Specht gets ready to re-enter the game. 29-10, 7:13 to go. Pioneers now on offense. They drive the lane. Left side, Ashley Brown up. No. Whistles, Brown. Jessica Mott gets ready to come in for the Penguins, a 5'4" freshman out of SF. Krumick with another one. Krumick has become a very aggressive player this season, Lefty.
I've noticed that, but that helps a lot.
Ashley Brown gets that one to fall. I don't see where... Oh, our guest is over there. You're going to have to talk to her after the halftime extravaganza.
All right.
And so Sprecht has come in along with Matthews. And the second freebie by Brown on the way. It's a line drive, and it bounces out. And Olivia Williams with the rebound. So Mock has come in. Mock has seen minutes this season. Three ball by Williams. Off the glass, left side, no. Taken down Gomes, 29-11, DU. Bullet pass, JJ in the lane, no, too much. And now it's hauled down by Ashley Brown. Brown in the backcourt, JJ steals it away, and it's flink. Lands out of bounds, no it doesn't. The travel is called on Brown, and Jennifer Jackson helps Brown up. Re-entering the game now is Felder. 29-11. Senior send-off night, radio.dominican.edu. So the Penguins will have the ball after the travel is called. It's called against Brown, but Brown was on her back. I hate it when I'm called with a travel when I've fallen down.
Yeah, I don't know where you're going, you know.
I've fallen down and I can't dribble. 29-11, here's Gomes, indoors, Williams. Williams, right, left, Williams, long two ball, too much. Oh, Williams is shooting everything deep. Jennifer Jackson gets a rebound, picks up a screen from Mock. Left side, Baskerville, drives the lane, gets inside. Oh, she got it up there on the left-handed layup, can't get it. Brown with a rebound. Brown's going to bring it up. Brown heaves it the length of the court. She gets it up to Grice. Grice goes two ball, no. Tapped out of bounds. Mock will bring it in for the DUs.
the Pioneers are trying so hard, and you can tell they're doing a good job, but I think the Penguins, it's just, it's senior send-off night, and they're just trying harder.
29-11 fans with 6:15 to go before our halftime extravaganza here. Penguins now on offense. Baskerville, right wing. Well, Penguins off to the left side. She gets it indoors. It's stolen away, but Mock picks it up. Back over to Baskerville. Three ball on the way. Oh, toes on the line. No. Now Olivia Williams, she goes in. Williams tries to drive up against Felder. No whistle. Williams can't get it to fall. Tipped out of play off the end line. They're going to give it to the DUs. 29-11 now. Five team fouls committed by each squad. So it's unlikely we'll get to double bonus in the first half. Radio.Dominican.edu. Official radio station here at Dominican University of California. On February 9th, Lefty doing her signature smile. Top of the key, Baskerville. Every time I say radio.dominican.edu, Lefty has a... Oh, now Jennifer Jackson goes up, and she ends up with the elbow in Grice's eye, but Grice will stay in the game. She gets a little melancholy just hearing the name radio.dominican.edu, does Lefty. Can't say I blame her. 20-point advantage, DU's 5:42 to go. Lefty, the sports director here. Oh, first female sports director we've ever had on the staff in 8 years. Oh, man, oh, man. Bringing it up was Carly Matthews. Matthews trips. Matthews has the right knee in a brace. Baskerville gets rung up. That's the sixth team foul for the Penguins. That's the first for Baskerville. First female sports director. Oh, this is great. We might have a first female president and female sports director in the same year. Man, that's unbelievable. Now left side is Sprecht. She goes back outside. Now Sprecht with a fake. She goes left side now into the corner. Davis Small thinks three, doesn't want to do it. Now Sprecht's got it over by Chile the Penguin. They get it indoors. Oh, Gomes with a brilliant save. Jennifer Jackson's got it. Gomes landed in the Penguin cheerleaders. They helped her stay afloat. Right side, Mock. Mock drives the right baseline. Mock heaves it up. Mock with an air ball. Mock with a foul. Mock will get a chance to score for the first time this year on the radio. Mock's had a few minutes live, but she's never actually gotten one to fall. Oh, you did that for me.
Yes, I did.
Thank you.
No problem.
Lefty producing tonight. 5:06 to go. Here is Mock on the way. Oh, I wanted to call Mock's first point, Lefty. Luckily, though, Mock gets to go again.
Maybe you get to.
Well, no. How about you call it? Let's see.
Okay.
First sports director ever, fans. Here she is.
It's up and it's out. She
Mock's so close, but Mock might get to go again because there was a foot foul.
Oh, groovy.
Committed by Felder. So Mock gets one more chance at it after Felder collapsed into the key. Nope, she doesn't.
Aww.
They'll just give it the possession back to the Penguins. So Mock gave it a shot.
Maybe soon.
All right.
I believe in her.
I want Lefty to score to call Mock's first points ever.
I was going to say, I can't score any free throws for the Penguins. I'm sorry, I'm too short to play basketball.
Penguins now on offense. They got it on the short side, right under the hoop. Olivia Williams now, she's in the middle. Back outside Baskerville. Long two ball by Gomes, deep. Taking down Mock with the rebound and into the front row of the grandstands. Diving for it was Ashley Brown. Boy, I could use some water. 4:46 to go.
Me too. Let me go get some water.
No, it's okay. We can wait till our halftime extravaganza.
All right.
I want you to call Mock's points.
Oh, that's right.
I don't want you leaving the broadcasting area. Now I'll whistle. Oh, by the way, fans, if you'd like to interact with us, you can do so. Do we have the AOL Instant Messenger up?
Yes, we do.
All right. Lefty's just turned it on. Our screen name is DUC Radio as Olivia Williams goes to the line, her final night of collegiate play. On the way, Williams, yes. Knocks that one down. Karina Kwom to re-enter. Well, enter the game for the first time tonight. Flatten will re-enter as Gomes and Baskerville take a breather. I'm pretty pumped up. 32-11.
I can tell.
Well, I had that Red Bull right before the game. Senior send-off night. I always have to have a Red Bull.
Did you chug it?
You were talking to me while I was chugging it. And she misses it, but she gets her own rebound off the glass, and she puts it down for two, even better. Olivia Williams, good old 44. As Lefty likes to say, that's Willie McCovey's old number. So now Carly Matthews brings it up for the Pioneers. Stolen away, Jennifer Jackson. Oh, and almost. Well, it's a good thing we put a table right here in front of the broadcasting booth. Jackson almost took a header right into Lefty. And I don't want to lose my lovable color commentary lady. And now indoors, Pioneers.
Were you going to call me lovable color commentary guy? You sound like you're about to say something.
Yeah, you're right. I stuttered, but I almost said girl, but that wouldn't be right. Now the Pioneers have it on the short side. They bring it in. They get it back indoors. Maybe. I mean, you're a freshman, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, really, you're not going to be a girl for too much longer. That is, if you're still a girl. Now the Pioneers knock it out of play. No, the Penguins tipped it out. Either way, if it's girl, it's not going to be for much longer. I choose to go with lady. I hope you don't mind. 4:06 to go. 34-11. Lefty putting up with me all season long, most of the season. Now it's inbounds. JJ couldn't get it. Came off of her foot. Pioneers now heave it across the court. Left side on the wing. Here's the big shooter, Matthews. No, she kicks it indoors to Davis Small. She can't get the two ball and a whistle. And the Penguins are going to get it on the long end. 34-11.
You know, my mom gave me the best advice about being called names. She always said, you can call me whatever you want. Just don't call me late for dinner.
Was I calling you a name?
Mm-hmm.
I think I was trying to be respectful.
Oh, no, not a name. Like your first name, your last name, a nickname.
Hey, Lefty.
Yeah.
34-11, and Olivia Williams was fouled while Lefty was giving us that motherly advice. Lefty, by the way, fans, if you've been listening to all the games, you know she has a mothering quality. Here's a long three ball by Flatten. No. Taken down by Quam. Put back by Quam. Doesn't fall. Hauled in by Stottlemyre. Stottlemyre with the kick out. Matthews, left side, brings it up. Matthews has got too many Penguins near her. Matthews just goes three ball. Oh, Matthews buries the three. 34-14. What a beautiful shot. Boy, is that the first three ball all night? I think it is.
I think so.
By either team. Now Mock's got it. Mock gets it indoors. Quam, she walks with it.
We got some Quam fans in the house behind us.
If you have a mothering quality, you couldn't really be a girl, could you? I guess you could, because it's just a quality. I choose to call you our sports lady. No, what did I call you? I don't know what I called you. 34.
I can't remember. I don't know.
Whatever it was respectful. That's for sure. Okay, Pioneers now, right corner. Now they're working it out there. Oh, nice play indoors to Herman. Herman shuttles it back into Stottlemyre. 34-16 inside of 3 minutes first half action, fans. So if you'd like to interact with us, you can do so right here on the AOL Instant Messenger. Lefty gets all the messages, so as usual, keep it clean. Here goes a jumper now by Alicia Flatten. No, she's out on the left wing, 34-16. Pioneers haul it in, Ashley Brown. Brown brings it up. Brown pinches it between her leg and her wrist, but no call. Now they get it, work it back indoors. Long three ball by Matthews. No. They get it back indoors. Stottlemyre with the turnaround jumper. No, it's put back by Balderas. No. Balderas gets her own rebound. No. Shot on goal. Can't get it to go. Balderas with a foul. Before the shot, they finally got it to go. Four shots on goal. Three rebounds for Balderas alone. And the Penguins are the ones with the fouls. Balderas is just reaching for the ball.
But I must admit that the Pioneers' ball handling skills and passing skills are pretty excellent.
You're absolutely right. They've only brought in nine. Penguins very deep with 16. Williams now to the line after nailing two down last time in. Mock gets yanked as Baskerville comes in. Mock with some good minutes. Final home game, fans. The next broadcast you're going to hear is probably going to be the 21st. And that will be from Cal State East Bay, where Lefty and I are going to be live for the California Pacific Conference Tournament. But the last broadcast from the Conlon Center. I'm both happy and sorry to say. It's been a superb year. In this year of many firsts. Now Herman's got it. She drives the lane. Oh, Herman tried. No, she double dribbled it as she bounced it off of Flatten's leg. It's a year of many firsts. Our first female sports director and perhaps our first president of the U.S. Could it be an omen? There's some sort of weird parallel going on there. Here's Herman from the line after the foul. On the way, deep. Oh, brother. And she got the backspin and the dead ball bounced and it fell. 34-17.
I noticed that Herman's thigh is taped up. A lot of injuries, I'm sure, happened just all along the legs of basketball
players.
How come
players. I can't see that?
Well, she was jumping and diving for it.
Oh, so it's up under the uni?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, you're right. There's a lot of tape on these ladies.
Yeah.
And the second one is no good. And the Penguins have got it. 34-17. Now the fling up, a two-handed under the hoop flipper move. I don't even know what that's called by Flatten. Flatten was right under the hoop. looking off to the right side of the basket and just threw both hands up like underhanded Rick Barry style from the line and got it to fall back over her head, and it went down 36-17 in transition, the Pioneers. And then the foul is called against Karina Kwom. 36-17. 1:44 to go. Halftime extravaganza coming up.
I've seen Rick Barry do those old school shots. They're so funny to watch.
Ashley Brown. He's in the Hall of Fame. What can I say? They must have worked for him at least.
As long as they worked.
Brown cans the first one. Arguably the greatest Golden State Warrior to ever live. Although there's been a few. Nate Thurman might argue that, or at least fans might. 1:38 to go, fans. No, Barry was clearly superior. Nate a better post player. I guess he was a guard. Here's the long one by Olivia Williams, left side, 36-18. I was a young man when those two guys were playing, although Rick Barry did send me an autograph one.
Wow.
So I
got
to give him props. 1:18 to go. 36-18. Guy could shoot some free throws. Almost as good as Alicia Flatten. 36-18, and now the jumper goes off by Stottlemyre. Penguins in transition after the rebound. 1 minute and 3 seconds, fans, as Sprecht gets ready to re-enter. Flatten left side after the miracle shot. Now Flatten misses it, but Jennifer Jackson brings it down. Now Jackson scores the deuce, but Flatten is on the ground, Flatten holding her head. Flatten got nailed, and Jesse Mazza runs out onto the court, and that's never a good sign. Never good when Jesse is on the floor, because Jesse is our head trainer, as Denisha Prophet's going to go out there, and Sasha Krumick is going to come in place for Alicia Flatten whenever Flatten comes up. But Flatten is flat on her back right now, Lefty, and I don't like to see that. Flatten's got the bad knee to begin with. Flatten's been beat up this season. Flatten averages about 35 minutes a game. 38-18 with 56.7 seconds to go, fans, in the first half. And Flatten is still lying there on the baseline on that southern hoop, or underneath the southern hoop. She's not lying on the southern hoop.
That would be physically almost impossible. I don't know.
Well, yeah.
It might happen. I don't know.
Well, it's highly unlikely. You're right. It's 10 feet up. But Flatten has still not sat up. And
it's really hard because physical players, they give it and then they get it. So Flatten is such a physical player, and she'll always go in and drive in and try and get the rebounds and defend really well. And it's hard because she gets a lot of the physicality back from other teams.
Now that the crowd has clapped as if Flatten, well, she just sat, that was just for the sit-up. It's not like Flatten's gotten ready to leave the floor.
Here she goes.
And now Flatten is being helped up. She's up on her feet, fans. So if Flatten's folks are listening, she is up on her feet. She hasn't actually taken a step yet. Oh, Flatten is rubbing the face, though. Flatten got nailed. Now she's being helped off the court by Jesse Mazza. And that might be the end of Flatten tonight. Definitely for the first half. Flatten's got the birds flying around her head, Lefty. Flatten got nailed. And I think she may have hit her head on the Conlon Center floor, and that's pretty unforgiving. It's like one of these mic stands, only even harder. Flatter.
You've been hit with a mic stand?
Oh, of course I've been hit with it. Haven't you? All right. Don't answer that. Now,
okay.
Flatten made it as far as the Pioneers bench. She couldn't even make it back to the Penguin bench. So Flatten's not out of the woods yet. But we'll keep Flatten. Keep you updated on Flatten's progress should she get up. She's sitting in the at the end of the Pioneers bench, 56.7 seconds. And Krumick has re-entered, as mentioned, in Flatten's place. 38-18, fans, the final minute of play in the first half of this CalPAC doubleheader. Driving the lane on the left side for the Pioneers is Brown. She goes two ball, no. And then she saves it as it's going out of bounds, but the Penguins now in transition. Right side, 360, JJ short. 37 seconds to go. Penguins by 20. Here's Brown up against Kwom. Brown with the runner. No. Baskerville pulls it down. Now it's the long heave to the other end. Jennifer Jackson all alone with the easy layup. It was Jackson all alone under the hoop. There wasn't a Pioneer within 10 feet of her. 40-18. Coach Bob Herman in the house. The Penguin ladies softball team got underway today where they had a split with Patton College, or Patton University now, 40-18, 10 seconds to go. Stottlemyre stolen away 8 seconds across the middle, stolen by Krumick. 5 now, here's JJ. 3, 2, Jackson with the jumper off the glass, too much, hauled down, Spreck, end of first half. And the Penguins dominate the first half. They lead by 22 points. It's 40-18. Lefty and I are going to be back with a halftime extravaganza in about 8 minutes tonight. We're going to get started with a halftime extravaganza a little bit earlier tonight as the DU cheerleaders hit the floor. You're listening to CalPAC Basketball on radio.dominican.edu. Coach John Brooks is in the house, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Lefty and I will be back in 8 minutes. We're going to have Nikki Greenberg on in the second half. That's right, fans. All right, radio.dominican.edu. See you in 8. Halftime extravaganza. Lefty and I are back a couple minutes late. Kristen Specht was 0 for 1 for the Pioneers. She had 3 rebounds, and Sophie Greis was 0 for 1 as well. She had 1 rebound. Davis Small 0 for 2 indoors, 0 for 1 outside. Ashley Brown was 2 for 6. She had 2 free throws and 5 rebounds. Nicole Stottlemyre, 2 for 10 indoors, 0 for 2 outside with 3 rebounds. Carly Matthews, 1 for 1 inside. She had the 1 3-pointer and 2 free throws. She was perfect. She also threw in 2 rebounds for good measure. Claudia Balderas was 0 for 2, but she had 6 rebounds. For the Penguins, Olivia Williams was 4 for 14 with 1 free throw and 10 rebounds. Shelly Klarmanko was 1 for 1 inside with 3 rebounds. Vanessa Miller was 2 for 3. Vanessa Miller was 2 for 3 with 2 rebounds. Alicia Flatton was 3 for 8, 0 for 2 outside. Flatton was 1 for 1 from the line with 1 rebound. And Jennifer Jackson was 5 for 11 with 3 rebounds. We are ready for the second half, fans. And we're going to have a very special guest sitting in with us tonight for the second half. Should be very fun. Chili the Penguin is in the house, and he's going crazy. 20 minutes overhead. 40-18 is the score. The Penguins will now be moving from the left to the right, from the Q to the P on the computer keyboard. Uh-oh, and on the inbounds, it's a quick steal by Baskerville. She goes left side, Baskerville. Oh, man, Baskerville slams into Jennifer Jackson, who is coming up. 19:53 to go with 14-18. And a quick inbounds for the Penguins. Oh, brother, Baskerville from the right corner of the second three ball of the game. Baskerville knocks it down. Oh, what a play by Baskerville. She was way out there in the right corner, Baskerville, 43-18. Penguins are looking pretty solid here in their final home game, fans. We're going to have a special guest coming up at the first break. A very special guest. Inbounds now. The Pioneers can't get it. And falling out of bounds, the Pioneers, the first time I've seen it all season, as one player fell out of bounds and slammed it off of the knee of her teammate. She's trying to find a Penguin to knock it out of bounds off of, but it went out of bounds off of her own teammate, 43-18. 19.5 to go in the second half. And now inbounds. The Penguins have it out there on the right side. Here's a long three ball by Miller. It's good. The Penguins are raining threes, 46-18. So now the Penguins are on defense, and it's stolen away by Olivia Williams. And we're coming up on 19. And here comes Dominican on offense. And it's snow. The Penguins do work it indoors, as Jennifer Jackson was all alone in the key. Now it's left side. Miller, Jackson, gets it back to Claire Manco. Double dribble. 3 second violation called against the Penguins. I guess it was against Miller. I'm not sure who that was on. Just a violation, though, not a foul. So now for PUC, it's Brown. She's in there with Balderas, who's just re-entered the game. Grice now, and Balderas throws the ball into the scoring table. Pretty good hands there. 46-18, 18:55 to go. The D's on top. Lefty's working along with our special guest. She's really coaching her over there. What's going on over there, Lefty? There's a lot to remember. Right side, Miller, indoors. Klermanko turns around. Oh, Klermanko throws a line drive in from the right wing. 18:43 to go. The clock rolls, 48-18. Now the Penguins are on defense. The Penguin bench demanding defense, even though the Penguins are pretty much in control of this game, clearly in control, 48-18. Second half, indoors. Vanessa Felder gets it off the glass, and she gets tied up with with Vanessa Miller, and Miller hits the deck. So Lefty is getting her guest all prepared with questions and so forth. So the Penguins bring the ball, and the clock rolls at 18-18. Now Jennifer Jackson stands on the D in the middle of the house. She flings it over right side. Now the Penguins have it on the key. They get it to Miller, who now steps out. Miller with the three ball, missed it deep. Back down Baskerville after Klermanko tipped it to her. Baskerville off the glass, horseshoe out into the hands of the Penguin cheerleaders. So the Penguins are on defense now after the cheerleaders couldn't save it for the DUs. 48-18 still, 17:51. Now driving the lane from the right side is Matthews. She couldn't get it to fall. And now Miller works it end-to-end, and Klermanko feeds Miller, and that's a deuce. Can you hear us okay down there? She can't hear us. She's got her headphones off. 50-18 now after the shot by Miller. No-look pass over to Olivia Williams. Williams goes up with it, but she's rejected to death by Balderas. Now it's kicked by one of the Pioneer players, and it ends up in the hands of Jennifer Jackson, who flips it off to Olivia Williams. Williams goes up the bottom of the bucket and can't get it to fall. Williams to the line.
Don't worry. Our guest can hear us.
All right, so our guest is Nikki Greenberg. Is that right? Okay, now Nikki Greenberg, ladies and gentlemen. Is this the first time you've ever been on the radio?
Yes.
Okay, Nikki. Nikki Greenberg sitting down there. She's to my right, and Lefty is to my right, and then Nikki's to Lefty's right. Lefty's right.
Don't confuse yourself, Stewart.
It's too late for that. Now the second one by Williams. She makes them both. Williams, the veteran. Williams, her final home game as a Penguin. The graduating senior Williams. So, Nikki, you play basketball, is that right?
Yep, I've been playing since I was about 2 or 3 years old.
All right. Excellent. Wow, 2 or 3?
Yeah.
Could you dunk at 3?
I wish.
Can you dunk now?
No.
You're in there at what, about 6'7"? I'm looking at you.
Yeah. Maybe 2 feet shorter.
Okay. Penguins on offense now. Oh, and now it's swiped away from Baskerville by Carly Matthews. Matthews, a freshman. She's going to bring it up herself right side. Nikki Greenberg is in the house, fans. Our special guest. Greenberg is the daughter of Ron Greenberg, of course, the assistant coach for the Mighty Penguins. Now left side. Here goes a long jumper by Matthews. She goes three ball. No, it's hauled down now by Olivia Williams. 52-18, 16-20 to go. Claire Manco has it. She goes over to right side. And the long two ball. Boy, that was a big two ball by Baskerville. I'm going to flip this off while you're doing that. 54-18 coming up on 16 minutes. Penguins now. So where do you play basketball?
I play basketball in the my school league, and I play basketball in the AAU during the summer. I played last summer. That was fun. I played for the JCC in San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
And I think we won. I think our record was, 10-3 or something like that.
That's very respectable. That's more than respectable.
Yeah.
With the foul now, Sophie Grice will go to the line. On the way. Horseshoe back at her. How's your free throw shooting, Nikki?
Well, last game, I think I was 5 out of 7.
Uh-huh.
Something like that.
Well, that's a keeper.
Yep.
How's your dad's free throw shooting? That's what really matters.
Don't ask.
I mean, he's the assistant coach. The guy better have a good free throw shot, stroke.
He used to be good. He's a better coach than he is a player.
Uh-huh. Why is that?
He used to play basketball. He just can't he doesn't have the skills and the knowledge anymore, I guess.
Wait a minute.
He has pretty good knowledge to be a coach, though.
Okay, all right.
He's a great coach. He coached me all through my life.
Okay, very good. You've been playing since you were 2 or 3.
Yep.
That's a lot of basketball. Oh, stolen away by Jennifer Jackson. 54-18. JJ all alone. One-on-one now. JJ gets it to fall. No bucket as Ashley Brown was the only pioneer around.
Wow.
Now, are you left-handed or right-handed, Nick?
I am right-handed.
Okay. 15:05 to go. And now PUC's got it on the left side. Somebody's phone's ringing. It might be mine. Get rid of that. 56-18. Stoudemire now. Uh-oh, Stoudemire's fouled, and she'll go to the line.
You know, you really shouldn't throw your phone on the floor just in case, like, one of us steps on it. Let me just give it to me.
56.
Oh, it's an
20.
iPhone, too. How nice.
Yeah, I know.
That would suck if someone stepped on it.
Oh, Lefty, you don't weigh enough to hurt it. Now the free throw. The third point by Stottlemyre is good. And the Penguins are going to sub. Raquel Gomes back in along with Sasha Krumick. Baskerville and Claire Manco back to the bench alongside the very knowledgeable Ron Greenberg in his first year, regardless of what Nikki says.
I never said he was not knowledgeable.
Oh, you didn't say that?
No, I just said he was not knowledgeable.
I thought you said that.
In a way that he could be a player.
Oh, okay. Now I understand. Oh, JJ from the right side with a perfect feed by Gomes. Okay, let's clarify.
But he's a very knowledgeable coach.
And in his day, he was probably a pretty good player.
I think he was.
He's in there at about 6'5". He's kind of a big dude.
He's 6'3", yeah.
6'3", and he can fill up the middle. 58-21. Stolen away by Miller. Oh, now it's into the scorer's table. Miller had it there for a second on the steal. Two team fouls committed by either side. All right. And what position do you play, Nick?
I play the point guard.
Is that right?
Yep. I've been playing point guard basically my whole life.
Uh-huh. Well, since you were 2 or 3.
Yeah.
Oh, now Miller now gets up against Herman, and she ends up in a near jump ball. But PUC gets it away. They squeeze it back down to the middle. Here's Stottlemyre for two. Yes. Right on the shot clock, 58-23. 14 minutes exactly, fans. Nikki Greenberg is in the house, the star point guard, the JCC out of SF.
Yep.
They went 10-3 last year. Right side, Gomes. Gomes now heaves it back over to Miller. Long three ball on the way. Miller from the top of the key, just left the center. The Penguins are raining threes now. That's a 4-3 ball in the second half. They didn't have any in the first half. Now here's a long three ball up by Matthews, and that one's no good. Down with it, Olivia Williams. Here's Jennifer Jackson right side. Jackson slams into Herman. Herman does a back roll over by the Penguin cheerleaders, and JJ will go to the line. No bucket.
It looked like a martial arts move over there.
Yeah, Herman absorbed all of the force of that fall
maybe,
by rolling over her shoulder.
Maybe she's a ninja or something. She might be.
You never know. And the first one by JJ is good. And that puts the Penguins at 62. 13:26 to go.
I can't believe how far our Penguin ladies are leading. Not that they couldn't, but it's
they're
such a big lead.
Playing very well tonight. And the second one's missed, and Olivia Williams goes up for the rebound. And Nicole Stottlemyre sticks a hand in there, and now Williams will go to the line as 1 second burns off the clock. Stottlemyre, I thought Stottlemyre had a clean rejection against Williams, but they called the foul on her. Nicole Stottlemyre. Why does that name sound familiar? 13:24 to go, fans. I'm not sure why.
Have you coached? Have you broadcasted?
I coached the radio team.
Yeah, have you broadcasted with Nicole Stottlemyre before as a player?
No.
Maybe that's... No? Okay.
No. How about Nicole Greenberg? Maybe that's it. 63-23.
Maybe.
The Penguins by 40.
Oh,
and JJ with another simple steal after the pass. Now she'll stop. No look pass over to Olivia Williams off the glass. Williams slams into Herman. Williams sends Herman to the ground. Herman does have that left leg all bandaged up. And Shayna Herman picks up another one, and Williams will go to the line again. It's been all of about 21 seconds, and the Penguins have had six free throws, and this one's missed now. And down with it, Gomes. Here's Miller. Miller with a quick, outside with a big arm over the top. Stottlemyre picks up another one. Stottlemyre might be getting close to five. He's... That's her fourth. That is close to five. That's not quite five, but it's awfully close. 13:05 to go.
I'm glad you can do math, Stuart.
Well, is that really math? 65.
Okay, I'm glad you can.
Far more
count.
Elementary than math. 66:23 as Jennifer Jackson chews on the jersey, but she makes the first one. As long as she makes those free throws, I've never minded the fact that Jennifer Jackson likes to chew on her jerseys.
Maybe it helps her out. Maybe it calms her down.
Well,
maybe it tastes good. I don't know.
You speculated on that last time. Now the second one's missed, and Olivia Williams dives after it, and one of the Penguin cheerleaders ends up with the ball in her hands. By the way, fans, Megan Peck, one of the DU cheerleaders, is also in the house for her final time. Quick up and in now as Krumick throws it up there. Krumick takes two steps in the key and another whistle.
You know, the cheerleaders are dressed in black, too. Maybe if she had just grabbed the ball and jumped in the game, she might have been able to play. That would be good.
66-23. We're inside of 13 minutes. DJ Marie just came in the room. DJ Marie, fans, if you are a big listener to DU Radio, you remember her show last semester. Indoors now, 12:46 to go off the glass. Pioneers, Vanessa Felder can't get it to fall. But with the putback, Felder got her own rebound.
Yeah, she did.
Okay. I thought Balderas put that back, but I guess Felder with the finger roll got it to fall. And here comes Jessica Mock. Mock in place of Krumick. Mock's back in there. And we haven't forgotten about Nikki Greenberg. Oh, quick up and in for the Penguins. Three ball by Olivia Williams. Doesn't go. We're inside of 12 and a half now. Nicole Greenberg is our guest tonight, fans. Broadcasting worldwide from San Fran to Japan, from the Yukon to the Euphrates, broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond. It's radio.dominican.edu. And the put up by Carly Matthews is no good. It's hauled down by the
That's
DUs.
Great.
No look pass from JJ out to Mock. Two ball on the way. Oh, Mock in and out. Couldn't get it to fall. We've been waiting for Mock to score for the first time on the radio, and that was the closest she's been. 66-25. Left side, Pioneers have the ball. We're inside of 12, fans. Second half action. Stolen away, Williams. Penguins are really having their way with the Pioneers. The Pioneers seem to be pooping out now. Indoors to Williams. Off the rim, no. Vanessa Miller comes down with it, no. Williams got a finger on it, no whistle. Now with a turnaround jumper, no. Right side, Mock had a hand on it. Now it's stolen away by Matthews. Matthews is going to bring it up. Matthews switches right, left. She flings it across the court. Grise on the way, no. Very short. I think that was an air ball. 66-25, the Penguins on offense. 11:18 to go. Here's JJ. She's going to back up between the circles and survey. She low bounce pass over to Miller on the right side. Miller now drives the lane. Miller on the right side. Check it. She was on the baseline. Vanessa Miller gets a two ball to fall.
Wherever she was, at least she made the point.
Nick, what grade are you in?
I'm in seventh grade.
Seventh grade. Are you planning on playing collegiately?
I think so. I mean, I want to play high school basketball, and I actually just went to a high school basketball game earlier today.
Wow, so you've been doing it all day long?
Pretty much. I mean,
did you play today, or you just went and checked it out?
I went to go check it out.
Okay.
I know the coach at a high school, so we went to go see his team, and now I'm at my dad's team.
Yeah, and now tell me, how much does your dad coach you? Is he a big part of your game?
He is a big part of my game. He coaches me. He used to coach me a lot. And he's kind of slowed down a little bit because of Dominican, and I've gotten more schoolwork. And, but, yeah, I mean, he coaches me a lot, though. And he helps me out with a lot of stuff, not only in basketball, but in academics and social problems and everything.
Kind of like a dad would do.
Exactly.
68-28, and Jennifer Jackson was just injured. Her left eye got poked by the Pioneers, and so there's going to be some sort of a slowdown in play as Mock is in there with Sanders and Baskerville. And Olivia Williams stopped to help JJ, and Jackson got smoked. And as Lefty likes to say, when you play aggressively, you pick up the dings. You get knocked around. That's what happened to Flatten in the first half. Flatten still not re-entered the game.
No, but I saw her walking at halftime, and she was limping, but she looked like she was all right.
Seems like Flatten's always limping.
That's
Flatten's
true.
Always hurting, but she's always in there. 68-27 with 10:15 to go, fam. On the inbound, short side, just under the hoop. Here's Olivia Williams, three ball, very short. Hauled down the rebound now by Davis Small. Crystal Davis Small is a sophomore out of Highland at 5'10". She passes it off to Ashley Brown.
Ooh.
Where is Highland anyway, Stuart?
Highland? You don't know where Highland is?
Nope.
Nick, you know where Highland is?
Nope.
Well, we might have to ask somebody. Right side now. They're working the perimeter.
Up.
Davis Small, lefty on the Google Earth. And there's a three. And there's a turnover. 68-27. As the Penguins are in command of this game. Here's a jumper by Raquel Gomes, and the fans behind me, I think the fans were right. They said travel, and now a double dribble has been called subsequent to Gomes. I think Gomes did travel with it. She didn't get called. Ashley Brown then was subsequently called for the double dribble. Mock's going to bring it into Baskerville right in front of the Opulent Broadcasting area. They bring it in, and they zigzag it quickly right down under the hoop, and Raquel Gomes converts the deuce after Baskerville hit her perfectly in stride. Herman now dives for it. Mock goes after it, and it's Penguin ball. Good play by Mock to chase Herman out. Herman pops back up after Mock went to help her, but Herman was already up. 70-27 now. The DU's. And well, it's all DU all night. It's a CalPAC doubleheader, fans, on radio.dominican.edu. Lefty and I are here with you, as usual. And we have our special guest, Nicole Greenberg. She goes by Nick, but she and I have known each other a long time. I call her Nicole ever since she was two or three when she started her basketball career. 9:04 to go. Her dad's one of the coaches. Indoors, here's the...
There's
a long two ball by Mock! Jessica Mock gets one to fall from 18.5. Mock! Her first 2 points on the radio. 72-27. And now it's thrown out of bounds by Ashley Brown.
And just for everybody who doesn't know, Highland, California, is to the a little bit northeast of San Bernardino.
Ah, northeast of San Bernardino.
Yeah.
So it's northeast of San Bernardino? All right.
Yes.
All right.
Just Joe says Google Maps.
Okay.
Thank you, Google Maps.
That's Highland, California, fans.
Yes.
And that is the home of Crystal Davis-Small, the 5'10 sophomore. Now we have that squared away. 8:38 to go. Penguins driving baseline. Olivia Williams off the rim. Williams gets hit in the eye, and it goes in anyway. No foul. 8.5 to go. 74-27. So now bringing it up is Sophie Grice, the 5'5 freshman. She's out of Mount Hood, Oregon. I don't know if you're going to look that one up, too. 8:22 to go. I think I know where Mount Hood is.
I know where Mount Hood is, I think. Maybe.
Kind of in the north of the state, isn't it?
All I know is there's some pretty righteous volcanoes up there.
All right. Thank you for that. Uh-oh. near backcourt foul. Grice has it. Although they keep announcing her name as Grice, but they told me Grice. They told another guy Grice, so I don't know what it is. I think it's Grice.
Me too.
Well, pronounce it how you want to, Stuart. That's
well,
fine.
That's not respectful.
How is it spelled?
G-R-I-S-E.
Yeah, I would think Grice.
Shot clock penalty. I appreciate you siding with me, Nick, on this one, but I did talk to the players and actually asked her.
Oh.
But then the coach said it was Grice.
Oh.
But so anyway, I made this, as the Pioneers would call the timeout, I made the accent line right over the eye. So if I miss that, then my apologies. 8 minutes exactly overhead, fans. 74-27. See, I told you you'd have a good time on the radio. Yeah, you were telling me you were kind of only wanted to do it for a couple minutes. I really had to talk her into it, Lefty. But now that she's on board, she's doing pretty well.
Well, J-Wo had to talk me into it. And
yeah.
Here I am as sports director, so just think about that.
See what happens? I may have opened up a career for you. Nick, you
definitely. Don't? Definitely.
Yeah, you never know. Plus, you know a lot about basketball, right? I guess you do. You've been playing your whole life.
I do know a lot about basketball, but I think I'd rather be playing it.
Rather than watching it?
Yeah, and okay. Talking about it.
Rather than announcing it.
But it's still fun.
It's the next best thing.
Yep.
74-27, we're inside of 8 minutes, fans. You never twist an ankle up here. Well, very, very rarely, anyway. Lefty twisted her ankle up here the other day, but almost never. Here's Olivia Williams. She goes right side. Quam gets it indoors to Darcel with a turnaround. Oh, Sanders a little bit deep. And the rebound.
There are a lot of cords up here, so if anybody's in the broadcasting station,
that's
please
right.
be careful.
That's right. For all of those of you listening within our luxury box that we can't see. And now the Pioneers are on offense. Brex got it out there on the right wing. She drives in against Quam, very short. Quam's got the blue streak in her hair. I don't know what that's about, but I like it. 74-27, 7:20 to go. Shout out to Quam's folks listening out there somewhere. I don't know. Where is Quam from? Quam goes, she's from Auburn, Washington. That's not that far from Mount Hood. Well, I guess it is. Coming up on 7 minutes now. Quam went deep from the left wing but couldn't get it to go, and the Pioneers with the rebound. They're down there off to our left on the other end. And a nice foot fake by Davis Small, and she has it stolen away by Jennifer Jackson. But it's regained control of by Sophie Grice, and the long three ball goes up by Davis Small. Jesse Mazza is on right on top of it as Davis Small hits the deck and hits it hard. I think she's twisted the ankle. And PUC really can't afford to lose too many players with 6:46 to go. They only brought in 9.
There have been a lot of injuries.
Yeah, you're right. First, Flatten got nailed under the hoop. And Davis Small has both ankles taped up to begin with, and they are really taped. Now, do you have to wear tape on your ankles, Nick?
Well, sometimes I do when, right after I hurt them. But not usually. I'm supposed to get an ankle brace pretty soon here because my season is going to start. Well, my other season is going to start up, so I want to get, my dad wants me to get one of those because I've had bad experiences with twisting and breaking and bones and ankles. So I'm planning on getting one of those.
Now, where did your dad play basketball?
I don't know. I haven't asked him that. I know he boxed in college.
Boxing?
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't know.
One of my other favorite sports.
I think he played basketball in high school. I'm not sure.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, your dad wouldn't want to box against me, I'll tell you. Your dad would be in a whole bunch of trouble with that one.
Yeah.
Well, I am the voice of the Penguins. 74-27, and that's the end of the timeout. I mean, I know your dad's a big guy, and he's a boxer and everything.
He is very large.
Yep. He's not large enough to take this kid out, though. 6:46 to go. He's younger than me, I think.
I don't think so.
No, maybe not. 6:46. He and I always argue about that.
Yeah.
I got to say, your dad's the coolest guy in the world. He's one of them.
Yeah, right.
Well, he's not my dad. But to me, he's an awful nice guy. 74-27, Nicole Greenberg is in the house. And we are now back underway, finally, fans. And I think that Davis Small is okay. She's over on the bench. Now the Penguins working indoors. Now a turnaround jumped her. Very soft. Very softly. I said a jumped her.
And that's why I was laughing.
But I meant jumper. And it was very softly put up there by Olivia Williams. And just after Williams missed it, going after the ball was Jennifer Jackson. And there was a foul against the Pioneers, a 7th team foul. And here's Jackson on the way, and that's good. And you never know. when it will be Jackson's last free throw in the Conlin Center. After all these years, Jackson and Olivia Williams coming right down to it with only 6.5 minutes to go. And I'd like to see them both go out on a high note.
It looks like they're going to.
And this one's missed by Jackson. And Olivia Williams tries to save it as it was falling out of bounds. Sanders and Williams went after it, but they fell into the Penguin cheerleaders out there on the northern side of the Conlin Center. And Williams stepped on the line doing it. And now bringing it up for PUC is Ashley Brown. She fires it off left side into the Pioneer bench. All right, so how's your left-handed dribbling?
I think I'm ambidextrous, kind of.
So left-handed, yeah. Just as good as right?
I believe so. My dad tells me that.
Well, all right.
He's a coach.
I can.
He wouldn't say that unless it were true.
I can put up a left-handed layup, and I can shoot with my left hand.
Huh.
And
can you write left-handed?
Yep.
Well, there you go, fans. Right here. You heard it worldwide. 75-27.
I mean, I can. It's just not as... It's not as neat as my right hand.
All right.
Don't worry. I'm left-handed, and my writing's not very neat.
Yeah.
I think it just comes with the left-handed territory.
You know, if she weren't left-handed, what her name would be?
Righty.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know. I couldn't decide on what my name could be, because everybody...
You know, not necessarily, when you think about it. Now the Penguins are on offense. I guess we're back underway. 75-27. I had to figure out there if Lefty's name would be Righty if she weren't a lefty. Now the Penguins on offense, and down with it, Darcell Sanders. Oh, Sanders hits the deck. That was a hard fall. But Sanders pops back up. She's okay. Darcell Sanders, a multi-sports star. Also plays for Roger Goodwin on the volleyball team in the September-October month.
That's where I remember her from.
She plays volleyball?
Yeah, Darcell Sanders is a great outside hitter.
That's right. I remember. I remember commentating those games with you, Stuart.
Yeah, that's right.
And she kicked major butt in those
games.
Yeah,
Sanders is a sweet player. Off to the right now. The Penguins are on defense. The Pioneers are off to our left, but they're winging it around the right side. Now driving in the baseline is Ashley Brown. Mm-hmm. She goes up, in, out. 5.5 to go, 75-27. Jesse Mazza, whose birthday I think is today. It's either today or tomorrow. I signed the card, by the way, for both of us.
Oh, good for you. And it's my brother's birthday today, too.
That's weird.
Yeah. He's in Hawaii right now watching the Pro Bowl. Lucky man.
75-27.
Where in Hawaii?
I have no idea where it is in Hawaii, but I know that I'm jealous because he gets to watch the Pro Bowl. It was a treat from his boss.
Oh.
That is pretty cool. 5:15 to go. Lefty's stuck here with me. While her brother's in Hawaii checking out the Pro Bowl. Uh-oh. I mean, when you think about it, is there any more boring or anticlimactic all-star game than the Pro Bowl, though? I mean, think about it. Half of the guys don't even want to be there. Jennifer Jackson with a two ball while I was pontificating.
Well, you know, I think that if I could be taken by my boss somewhere...
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Well, I'd like to be taken to the NBA All-Star Game.
Me too. That would be amazing.
That'd be great.
Because they make a big deal out of the starting lineup.
Plus, it's in New Orleans.
Yeah. Oh, it is?
This year it is.
Really?
Last year it was in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
4:46 to go, fans. The Penguins by 50 points. Penguins have not led any team by anything close to 50 points all season. And now driving the baseline on the right side is Carly Matthews. Matthews, the head coach, is George Barsonis, and he mentioned that Matthews is a great shooter. And she slams into Darcell Sanders. Sanders with the foul. That's a fourth team foul now. And she goes to the line. She does not make it, though. We're going to have a bunch of guests in the men's game tonight. Can't wait to get that one underway. She misses the second one as well. Not that I don't like our guest now. I really do like our guest right now.
So do I.
She's her first time on the radio, and she's pretty good. Four and a half to go. Maybe you come to Dominican. You could be.
Yeah, do the radio at Dominican. That'd be a great idea.
Yeah,
let's just advertise and grab them when they're young.
This bucket is brought to you by the communications department, by Jennifer Jackson. But this broadcast is brought to you by the communications department here at Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Melba Beals, Stuart Horn, DJ Lefty, and Nicole Greenberg on the air for the first time ever.
Yeah.
Starting point guard for the JCC out of San Francisco, 79-27. after J.J. cans that line drive deuce. Jackson with her second foul, the fifth team foul committed by the Mighty Dominicans with inside of 4 minutes to go, 3:59 to be exact. And the indoors, inbounds that is, to Ashley Brown. Brown gets it over to the right side. The Penguins with some massive defense. Matthews, three ball on the way, no. Olivia Williams pulls it down for another rebound. Back in the game is, who am I looking for? 25 is Ashley Redlick. Redlick has just re-entered the game. She's a 5'9" sophomore out of Redding. You know what Redding is.
Yep.
Okay.
Sure.
And stepping on the line was Karina Quam, trying to get the rebound, and it's going to be Pioneer ball. Now, I said that Ashley Redlick is re-entering the
game.
She's
never been in the game.
She
hasn't
been in the game.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, so Redlick is now in for the first time tonight that I remember. 3.5 to go, fans. 79-27. Penguin women are in pretty good position on their way into the tournament, which begins on the 21st. Now, the Penguins do play this Thursday at Bethany, Penguin women. And then they follow up 1 week from tonight on the 16th at Menlo. And if the Penguin women could win out, boy, they would be in sweet position going into the conference tournament. It looks like Holy Names women are going to be the champions of the CalPAC conference. And then when the champions of the tournament, the winners of the tournament, actually get to go to the Nationals. Penguin men have an opportunity to clinch tonight. And that would be if Menlo loses tonight and the Penguin men win tonight. Otherwise, the Penguin men are going to have to win one of the final two games. And, of course, those games at Bethany and Menlo are going to be CalPAC doubleheaders. 3.5 to go, fans. 79-27.
I have a question for you, Stuart. Why don't we have a boxing team on at Dominican? That would be cool.
Because it's 76% women, and I don't know how many schools have boxing programs for women.
That's
perhaps.
True. That's true.
I wouldn't let you be a part of it.
Why
that's
not?
Well, I know. That's sort of sexist, but I don't know.
Because I used to got box punched when I was little.
Well, okay, but when you get punched in the nose, then it affects the way you sound on the radio.
And oh,
I wouldn't want
okay.
that. Tipped out, Sanders has got it. The Penguins on offense. They get it back outside. Three ball goes by Jackson. Short. Sanders with the put back deep.
So Dominican is 76% women?
Yep.
Wow.
Up until 1976, it was 100% women.
Oh.
And here's a... Okay, DJ Lefty, I have another trivia question for you and for all the fans out there.
Here we go.
Here we go. This is a tough one, too. This is not like that last one. Penguins are on offense. Karina Quam's got it under the hoop. Quam goes up and missed it short. Specht with the rebound. 2.5 to go. Before we were the Penguins, what was our mascot? Oh, this is a very difficult one. Very difficult. Darcell Sanders is calling for the foul. Out to the right. And it was intended as the Penguins threw it all the way up the court in the final 2 minutes and 19 seconds. Intended for Williams.
I have a guess. Are we the Cougars?
No.
Dang.
It's biblical, sort of. There's a biblical connection.
Lions?
No, but that's not bad. 2:19 to go, fans. Pioneers have the ball.
The Philistines? I don't know.
The Hounds. Left side.
Oh.
2:10 to go. We were the Hounds. That was many years ago. I think it changed in about 1980. I'm not sure the exact year that it switched.
Wow.
And, of course, way back then, like when I was a student here, it was Dominican College. It wasn't even Dominican University of California.
That's true.
It was Dominican College for 100 years. And then it switched over to Dominican University. It was actually 110 years.
Wow.
As Dominican College. Now the Penguins are on defense with 1:44 to go. Pioneers working indoors. It's stolen away by Jennifer Jackson. 79-27. In favor of the Penguins, used to be called the Hounds. Now it's the Penguins go up. Jackson can't make it. In her final minute and a half is a DU. Well, I guess she'll always be a DU. Here's the jumper. Goes up right over Quam. Didn't see it coming down. Penguins come down with it. Here's Jackson 4-on-1. JJ goes up against a bunch of Pioneers. And Jackson can't get it to go. Jackson was poked in the eye earlier. Jackson has both ankles with the supportive weights on those ankles, keeping the ankles straight. As a soccer player, Jackson's had ankle problems her entire career, but she's, I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb here and say that she's one of the best DUs to ever live. And coming into tonight's game, she scored 518 points with 175 assists. She had 176 steals. She's averaging 10 points, 2 assists, and 2 steals a game. That's all JJ. She makes that one take the Penguins to 80 points with 118 to go. Jackson on the line perhaps for the last time in her collegiate career, and she gets it to fall. And that may be the end, folks, as Jackson makes the free throw, and she comes out as Olivia Williams and Jennifer Jackson are pulled for the last time. 116 to go. Jessica Mock and Sasha Krumick have come back in, and the fans, with a huge round of applause, appreciative of all the effort that those two ladies in 8 years between them have put in. Man, oh man, I can't believe I'm seeing the end of the careers for those two. Krumick's got it top of the key, 56 seconds. Darcell's got it back outside. Krumick. Krumick drives the baseline. Now she hands it off to Darcell. Darcell under the hoop. Darcell converts right over the top of Nicole Stottlemyre, the 6'2" junior out of Grand Terrace. Grand Terrace, California. Don't worry, Lefty. I'm not going to have you look that one up. Grand Terrace? I have no idea where it is.
Neither do I.
I know where Hartford is. No, what was it? Highland. I know where that is now. That's northeast of San Bernardino. And with 34.3 seconds to go, Carly Matthews goes to the line. And Krumick with her third foul. Krumick's in there for 20 seconds and racks up another one. I like Krumick's game. She wears number 4. That's Chelsea Whale's old number. Chelsea Whale, just like Krumick, one of the... just a superb three-point shooter. Oh, and this one does not go.
As Sasha Krumick practices all the time, though. We were setting up earlier in here.
Yeah.
She's all alone on the court, yeah, practicing.
Krumick's always the first one in the house. She beats the radio squad here. We're usually the only ones. Mock on the way off the glass! Jessica Mock with another one! Mock with two long two balls tonight. 86-28, 13 seconds.
They are really leading.
Yes. This is what you call a lead and a half. 7.2 seconds to go. And Stottlemyre buries the deuce. Penguins by 56. 3. Vanessa Miller across the middle. 1. And that's it, fans. Penguin women on top by a lot. 86-30. Lefty and I want to say thank you to Nicole Greenberg, great job, Nick. Excellent work. Your first time on the radio.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for sitting in. Say hey to Dad.
Okay, well.
All right, good job there by the Penguin women. Final score, 86-30. Lefty and I are going to be back with the men's game in about, it's going to be about 15 minutes or something, because our pregame is going to include the senior send-off information on Nate Rogoff, on Todd Bergman, on Scott Shelton. So for the seniors, Olivia Williams and Jennifer Jackson, respectfully, ladies, it has been an honor and a pleasure watching you do such great work for the Penguins these last 4 years. Olivia Williams out there with her child, Jennifer Jackson, and Williams recognized before the game. And what a night it's been. All right, that's going to do it for us. Lefty and I will be back in about 15 minutes or so. Please stay with us. Men's game coming up next on radio.dominican.edu. I